what we're going to do here is this Madden style. So all 32 quarterbacks' Madden ratings came out today. So where do you think Jared Goff ranked?
Madden rankings. Boy, I've been bad at this all day. So, Rieger, I'm going to let you go first.
Madden rankings. Like, obviously, Lamar and Mahomes are 1 and 2, and they're probably like 99 both, right? Is there anybody ever 100? Probably not, right?
No, I don't
no,
think
never 100.
99 is the highest.
Yeah, 99 would be the highest.
Like, Christian McCaffrey running backs right. is 99.
All right, I will go Jared Goff is...
We got to guess the number?
His yeah. ranking not his number? Ranking.
But where he
is, where he ranks within the 32.
Yeah, gotcha. I'm gonna go 9. 9 for Goff.
I'm going to go 14 for Goff.
So the worst quarterback ranking, I'm gonna make you wait. The first quarterback ranking, Will Bryce Levis. Oh. Will Levis is ranked 72nd in Madden. He is the worst ranked starting quarterback on the game.
What's his ranking? Do you have that?
72 overall.
Oh, it's 72 overall.
Yep,
that's not that
72
bad.
Overall.
It's like a C minus. I would take that in high school.
What's interesting here is they have this guy listed. He is not a starter, though.
Justin Fields.
Joe Flacco.
Oh.
Oh.
At 31. He's 72 overall.
And he's like 58.
Mm-hmm.
Age-wise.
All right. I won't let you wait anymore. Here's Jared Goff. Number 13.
Okay.
Close.
He is number 13 on the list.
14. All right, can we guess the number that he's ranked?
His ranking?
Yes.
Sure.
All right, I'm going to go, he's got to be not very mobile.
I'm going to go 83.
Yeah, I was thinking, you stole my number, actually.
You should have went first.
I'm going to go 86.
You went the wrong way. Oh, it's 82.
Oh, damn it. I was thinking about that.
Should have went Price is Right.
Oh, nicely done. Nicely done.
He is ranked, his rating is 82 in Madden. So let's go, let's just deal with who's around him.
All right.
It's kind of interesting here.
So who is better and worse than Jared Goff?
So I'm going to go the two under him and the two above him. So 15, Jordan Love.
Wow.
Rating is 81 in Madden. 81 as well. Who's 14th? C.J. Stroud.
Wow. So, okay. So they're not going to reward them like we are.
Right. One hit wonders,
essentially. And extrapolate him. They're saying, yeah.
Yes.
You had a good year. Do it again.
Correct.
If I gave you those three quarterbacks, Stroud, Love, and Goff, and you could choose which one you wanted, who would most people choose?
Who would most people choose yeah. outside
not
the city
just Lions
of Detroit?
Fans. Yes, Lions fans are choosing Goff.
Well, Jared Goff versus, you know, the world.
You got to choose
Montana,
Stroud, right?
Right. No, I would probably take Love.
Love, okay.
Here's why. Because Love has been around longer. He's been groomed, and I think he's ready. C.J. Stroud hit the ground running, but now what happens when teams catch up to him?
That's just the impressive thing to me, though.
So, no, that's what I'm saying. So, if I had to gamble, I would take Love because he's been slow played and slowly brought along, and now it's his time.
So, the two just in front of Jared Goff at 12, Matthew Stafford.
They're just trolling.
Rated 83.
Wait, who came up with these, Kelly?
This is
the EA people. EA, it's in the game. Well, hold on a second, because it's interesting. Because do you remember when the NFL executive list came out? I think it was last week. Goff was the second best NFC quarterback. Stafford was the best NFC quarterback. And like 6th or 7th overall. So this is now two publications, if you will, that are going Stafford over Goff.
And the NFL top 100. I think Stafford was ranked
I think he is better.
Goff.
Yeah.
So it begs the question. I can give you Stafford or Goff. Who are you taking? As a Lions fan.
Oh, as a Lions fan, you're going to take Goff because he got you something that Stafford could never
Stafford had his chance.
And I mean, if I had to pick between the two, I would take Goff only because I think Goff has more years than Stafford.
I would go Stafford. Number 11, Aaron Rodgers. Also
really?
Rated 83.
No,
I'm fine with it.
No.
Fine with it.
No.
I'm fine with it.
You did not reward C.J. Stroud, you did not reward Jordan Love, but you rewarded Aaron Rodgers for playing three plays. Three. Not three series. Three plays last year.
No, they're rewarding his career. He's a four-time MVP winner.
He takes more trips to smoke mushrooms than he does to play NFL games.
But these ratings, Jeff, are based on last year. They adjust.
He should be down there with Levis.
I agree.
Okay, if they're based up, but I don't know if I believe that because, like,
he played three plays.
Right, that means he should be below Stroud in Love, but since he's not, I think they're giving him the lifetime achievement for MVPs and one Super Bowl.
Which, once again, it's inconsistent. Because if you're going to base it strictly off of last year, he should be in the bottom 20s. He's like in the bottom third of quarterbacks because he didn't do anything.
By the way, speaking of Aaron Rodgers, very quickly, every time I hear the name Aaron Rodgers, I think of you saying Anavasia. That little cleanse that he took and how you guys made that song.
Yeah, that's what he's known for now, not winning games.
The grease in his
He's known not for showing up for camp, for taking oil-based enemas, and for smoking mushrooms
He went to Egypt. Right. He got fined.
Right. You know what you don't hear?
The pyramids.
You know what you don't hear? He's on the field leading his team to wins.
He is now.
That is very true. So
I think they're going to be good.
Let's go through the top 10. Number 10, Kirk Cousins. 84 rating.
Ahead of Goff. And Stafford?
Yes.
Oh, my.
Number 9.
And Rodgers.
Brock Purdy.
Okay.
Okay.
85 rating. That makes sense.
That's a little too low to me, but go ahead.
Number 8.
Of course it is.
Jalen Hurts. Rated 86.
Oh, see, I think he should have taken a step back.
But I bet you the brotherly shove is probably like a 99 play. Like, you can't stop it.
Can't stop that,
that's
I'm sure, yeah.
But hold on a second. If it's a recency bias list, he wasn't all that good last year, especially down the stretch. They were awful.
And Purdy should be higher.
I agree with you.
Number 7, Justin Herbert, rating 87.
Okay. Now, does he have the plantar fasciitis in the game, too?
You've lost me on this list. This is – somebody just threw some darts on the board and just – Came
it's
up
video
with
games.
It's a rating.
It's video games.
But
doesn't
what
matter.
Are you basing this off of? What did
their
Herbert
skill
do?
Set. Video their games. Skill set. It's their skill set they put in a game. It's
you know what?
It's probably some 13-year-old kid
because he has an arm, a really powerful arm.
But it's not based off of last year. Put Mahomes first, and then let's just figure out the rest.
By the way, a ticket texter says it's not based on last year. It's a projection of their performance this coming year.
Okay,
so that would explain the Aaron Rodgers.
Okay. Number 6, Tua. 88 rating. Number 5.
No. Yes, because take away Tua from playoffs. That makes sense. Go ahead.
Number 5.
Yeah, Paul, what you got to say about this? This is your guy.
I'm okay with that rating.
Okay.
I think he's very happy with that rating.
He had a great year last year.
Look at that big smile.
Number 5 would be Dak Prescott, 90 rating.
Above 2. Oh, that's ridiculous.
Number 4, Josh Allen, rated 92.
Okay, see, I'm fine
No,
with that.
Because if you're projecting, who's he throwing the ball to? Keenan Coleman?
He's still going to be good.
Number 3, Joe Burrow, 93 rating.
Okay.
Number 2, Lamar Jackson, 98 rating. Number 1, Patrick Mahomes, 99.
I disagree. That guy sucks.
And Purdy should have been higher than 9 if you're projecting it.
That's a fun list. I like that.
No, Aaron Rodgers way too high.
And that is Football Today, a 97 on the ticket.